Hi guys, before the show starts, I just wanted to say thank you so much for listening. I hope you find it entertaining and educational. And don't worry, the whole thing isn't recorded on a beach. Okay, on with the show.
You shall not
pass!
Hey, okay, testing, cool. Hi guys, this is John Vanka. I am coming to you from Milk Boss Beach, so it's quite loud. I'm sorry about the sound of the waves in the background. I don't know if I'll even keep this recording, but I just wanted to attempt to introduce and run the show in a very casual way. So this is an attempt at that, because I've tried highly professional and I've tried semi-professional, so now I'm going for unprofessional. So unprofessionally, the story is that I live in South Africa. I live in Cape Town, and I love it here, and I really want to stay for my whole life, if possible. And, you know, obviously, like, we've got a few problems as a country, but one of them is load shedding. So the reason for the show existing is that I worry about a lot of things, but when it comes to load shedding, I worry about two things. Number one, how much worse is it going to get? The little box trolley inverter that I bought, 8 hours, 10 hours, depending on where we get to, is that thing going to be enough? Okay, second thing that I worry about is that in the case of a total blackout, right, I'm assuming it's going to turn into the purge. There's going to be pillaging and looting and murder, and everything's going to go crazy, right? But if you've got a home solar powered system, can you at least, you know, have the lights on? Is that system still going to work when all the rest of everything breaks down, right? I wanted to find out exactly what the deal is with alternative energy, with solar energy, a little bit about load shedding and Eskom, but not too much. Like, I hear that everywhere. This is more about solutions. This is a guide. Therefore, I wanted to be concise, which is why this rambling thing is going to get cut down a bit. And I wanted to be real. I'm just going to literally talk to you like we're at a bar and I've had three beers and I really need to explain something to you. Talk about CrossFit. Okay, hold on. It's going to look weird recording to people right now because they're walking past me on the beach and I'm getting skiffed. Okay, skiffing complete. Back to the point. This show is a synthesis. I had to practice saying that word like 1,000 times now. A synthesis of articles I've read, multiple interviews that I've done with some really smart people, and articles in the news and just what's going on, like all this information that's coming in at us. I wanted to boil it all down to like an hour's worth, and after you listen to that hour, you're going to know everything you need to know about alternative energy. You know, do you go for solar? How are you going to pay for it? How much is it going to cost? Who can you trust to install it? What are the I was going to say financing options, but I already said that. You know, other stuff, all the important stuff you need to know, basically. This episode is a best of compilation of all the most frequently asked questions from suppliers and other sources. So, yeah, let's just get into it.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't
Oh, there's some music. Okay. Okay, here comes the music. 1. How did it come to this? Load shedding started in South Africa in 2007 due to a power supply shortage. 16 years later, it's still ongoing due to aging power plants, insufficient maintenance, and a lack of investment in new infrastructure. In short, it's a mess. This causes frustration, economic losses, and candlelit dinners. 2. Is load shedding going to get worse? Yes, of course it is. How much worse is up for debate, but most news articles refer to us reaching stage 8 load shedding on a regular basis. The South African Reserve Bank projected 200 days of outages at its Monetary Policy Committee briefing in January. FNB senior economist Thanda Sithole says that he expects South Africa to suffer through at least 250 days of load shedding in 2023, predominantly at stage 4. Matthew Cruz, a former engineer at Eskom for 11 years and a guest on the show, told me that he expects load shedding to double over the next 5 years, along with the price of electricity. When I heard 5 years and load shedding in the same sentence, it made me sad. 3. Does it make sense to set up some kind of alternative energy system right now? Yes. People I've talked to say there isn't going to be a massive leap forward in the technology that will make current tech outdated. Eskom is also going to get more expensive, so you'll save more and more on your electricity bill as the prices go up. Also, the cost of installing alternative energy systems is expensive, but there are many more financing options available. 4. Do I need a full solar setup?
We cover what kind of setup you may need in episode 2, finding the right solar solution for you. You may not need solar at all, and we also talk about optimizing your energy usage first in episode 6, a step-by-step guide to shedding Eskom. Also, your needs might not require you powering your whole house. For some people, just the Wi-Fi, TV, and one light may be enough. 5. Why are you only talking about solar in this show? Why not diesel generators and other kinds of alternative energy? There are many kinds of alternative energy, but solar is best optimized for home usage. Wind farms, geothermal power, hydroelectric, and other technologies either don't work very well in South Africa, or their scale is just not right for residential and small business use. What South Africa does have a lot of is sunshine. 6. Can I get fully off the grid? You can, but it's expensive. Rubicon Chief Product Officer Nick Roche has been quoted saying that users who need 1,200 kilowatt hours on average per month are looking at 727,000 Rand, excluding VAT, to go completely off-grid. What makes the most sense is to have a hybrid grid-tied system, not completely off the grid, but getting as much power from solar as you can. Disconnecting your house completely from the Eskom grid will also make it more difficult to sell in the future. 7. What are the parts that make up a solar power system? Firstly, you've got solar panels. These are the most visible part of the system and are installed on the roof or the ground. They consist of photovoltaic cells that convert sunlight into direct electricity, DC current. Then that energy goes to an inverter, which converts the DC electricity into alternating current electricity, or AC, which is the type of electricity used in homes and businesses. A battery storage system can be included in the solar power system to store excess electricity produced by the solar panels during the day for use at night or during load shedding. There are some other items like charge controllers, a monitoring system, and the electricity panel, which it's all connected to, but those are the three main elements.
Just walking past four fishermen out here on the beach, casting into the waves. It's beautiful. Except for the catching the fish part. My superpower is that I can't catch fish, so fishing is just like a relaxing stand for me. Okay, for more about that, you can check out the Hard Way, the Just Like Papa podcast, where the most recent two episodes are a two-part story of how I went on a fishing trip for 5 days and caught exactly zero fish. It sounds boring, but it was actually really cool. And I think that's it's a piece of work that I'm currently proudest of.
I admire your courage, Miss...
Trench. Sylvia Trench. I admire your luck, Mr...
Bond.
Kidding. 8. I've got solar installed. I don't have to think about electricity, right? Wrong. Unless you overspec your system massively, you'll probably end up thinking about it more and changing your behavior to save more money. But that's not a bad thing. 9. How do I pay for this? That's covered in episode 5, solar for people who can't afford to buy it. But broadly, you can buy it for cash, you can finance it through a rent-to-own plan, or you can either draw cash out of your home loan from what you've already paid back, a re-advance, or register a new bond on your home to access additional capital, a further loan. A further loan will require the payment of registration fees. 10. What incentives and rebates are available for home energy and solar systems? On Thursday, the 23rd of February 2023, Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana announced a new budget that included significant tax incentives and rebates for solar power systems installed on homes and businesses. We cover those incentives in more detail in Episode 5, Solar for People Who Can't Afford to Buy It. You'll also find a link to the sanews.gov.za article about the new incentives in the show notes of this episode. 11. How much can I save on my electricity bill? Anything up to and including all of it, but you'll get the best value if you aim for most of it. Aim for taking 80 to 90% of your load off the Eskom grid. Some people just want to live as they've always lived before and ignore load shedding, but that means paying a lot extra for an overspecced system. 12. Can I make money selling energy back into the grid? The short answer is that it depends where you live and whether you are installing a large system for your business or a small system for your home. We answer these questions in episode 4, Can I Make a Profit Selling Energy Back to the Grid? The short answer is probably not. 13. How do I make sure I don't get cheated or burn my house down? We cover this fully in episode 3, Who Can You Trust? But in short, you need to watch out for fly-by-night operations who will take your money and disappear, as well as electricians who have decided to be solar installers but don't really have the training to install solar systems. It's a complex process, and mistakes and failing to adhere to regulations can mean that insurance won't pay out in the event of an accident, your system may not perform as you'd expect, and you might burn your house down. 14. What's the difference between a UPS, inverter, and solar system? We cover this in episode 2, How to Find the Right Solution for You. In short though, A UPS will keep your Wi-Fi on. A box or trolley inverter will keep your TV, Wi-Fi, and a light running. Taking a step up, if you install an inverter and battery system into your mainboard, a few more appliances can be kept running for longer. And a solar system can take care of pretty much all of your needs.
15. Do humans have any weaknesses besides all the obvious ones? Something a superior AI species could hypothetically exploit. Not an AI, just interested ...
I see what you're doing, murder AI.
All those moments will be lost in time. Like...
Okay, so that was the casual recorded while walking on the beach version of the show. Thanks very much for joining. Everything you need to know is in the show notes with links to the suppliers I'm speaking to my website, to my Ping Productions, my company. And I realize that this is not like a great example of a standard podcast format, but if you think that this kind of work connects with people and you want to make your own podcast, then let me know. Get in touch and we'll have a chat. Yeah, so that's the company pitch. Okay, I've got to focus on like all the spiky things in the path here. So cheers. Check out the other episode. Thanks very much. And lastly, thanks to my son, Ben, who is the cute little voice you hear in all of the interstitial sketches. Just in case, fair use only covers comments, review, discussion as a reason for showing those kind of clips. Let me just say that I love all of those movies and that scene was great. Acting was 98%. Yeah, so that's my review of all of the copyrighted material I've used in this podcast. Thanks.
Oh, are you still here? Okay. This is awkward. Yeah, this is the playout song. You can go now. There's no secret content or anything here. See? Nothing happening here. Okay, well, here's the mnemonic for Ping Productions.